USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris is making voting rights her top public focus, elevating a long-shot battle as she seeks to more clearly define her role and stake out high-value territory within the Biden administration.
And guaranteeing the right to vote, ensuring every vote is counted, has always been the most patriotic thing we can do.
The assignment also presents another political challenge for Harris, as voting rights legislation currently has little hope of advancing on Capitol Hill. On Saturday, it will be 1 month since the Surfside condo collapse, and the family of Estelle Hedaya tells CNN she is the final victim that authorities have yet to find and identify. Authorities have identified 97 victims, including 96 who were recovered from the collapse site and one who died in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The National Weather Service is expanding the emergency alerts it issues on mobile phones. Beginning August 2nd, the agency will add a destructive severe thunderstorm warning category to its alert system, similar to the ones used for tornado and flash flood warnings. Severe thunderstorms deemed destructive will activate a wireless emergency alert on smartphones, the Weather Service said on Twitter. Criteria for a destructive threat is at least 2¾-inch diameter hail and or 80-mile-per-hour thunderstorm winds. An engineer hired to help figure out why a South Florida condominium collapsed last month is warning officials that it still might not be safe enough to reopen the avenue out front.
All these old condo buildings, all of them are facing the need for major repairs. All of them.
Structural engineer Alan Kilsheimer warned officials in a letter on Thursday that Collins Avenue could crumble. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Pennsylvania's top election official has decertified the voting system of rural Fulton County for future elections, saying that an assessment by a third party had violated the Keystone State Election Code. The Pennsylvania Department of State said in a statement dated July 21st that Wake Technology Service Incorporated's access to the county's voting system undermined the chain of custody requirements and strict access limitations necessary to prevent both intentional and inadvertent tampering with electronic voting systems. It added that the unauthorized access prevents the vendor, Dominion Voting Systems, from affirming that the system continues to meet state and federal certification standards. President Biden stumps for Terry McAuliffe in Virginia Friday. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to hit the campaign trail for the first time since becoming commander-in-chief. On Friday, Biden will stump for former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. Biden and McAuliffe, who have been friends for over 40 years, will appear together in Democrat stronghold Arlington, Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin tells supporters that a victory for him in Virginia's governor race would send a shockwave across the country. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
About 4 dozen fully vaccinated people in New Jersey have died from COVID-19, health officials say. 49 deaths among the population have been recorded since December. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.